But this is Thursday, so every Thursday we get the first-time claims for unemployment benefits. The number, not good again, 12 consecutive weeks of over 400,000. 428,000, that's a whopping 1,000 less than last week, so not hardly any change. But once again, that $400,000 number can't seem to crack that. I'm sure everyone has seen the big announcement that Walmart made yesterday, and that is for the next 3 months, they're teaming up with Murphy USA, Murphy headquartered in El Dorado, Arkansas, of course. They're going to give you a break of 10 cents a gallon on your gasoline if you purchase that at a participating Murphy USA or Walmart gas station. And by the way, if you want to know who's participating, you can go on the Internet to www.walmartstores.com/gas rollback, and there's a list on there. Interesting that there weren't any places listed in Oklahoma as participating, but a number of ones in Arkansas, including two in the Fort Smith area. And the way it's going to work is, in order to get that 10% discount, it will be applied directly at the pump, but you've got to use as a method of payment either a reloadable Walmart gift card, a Walmart money card, or a Walmart credit card. That should be a pretty easy thing to do. So 10 cents a gallon during the summer driving season, we'll take all the help that we can get. Another thing that happened yesterday that's going to affect consumers and retailers is that we are aware of the fact there's been this battle going on between the retail lobby and the banking lobby about what would be charged for debit card transactions, or as we call them, swipe fees. This was mandated by last year's Dodd-Frank financial reform bill. And the average charge for a swipe charge, you didn't see it, but you paid for it, was 44 cents a share. You paid for it, of course, because it was charged to the retailer and they passed it on to you. 44 cents per charge per swipe. The Federal Reserve has reached a compromise. They say that that the average fee will be capped at about 24 cents per swipe. By the way, the average debit charge transaction is $38. Now, this is a significant compromise because the number that was anticipated that the Fed will implement was 12 cents per swipe, so a significant break there for the banks, but still a significant pullback from where it was, averaging 44 cents. And a little bit of spice in your life this morning, a little bit of a play on word. McCormick, the big manufacturer of spices, announces record numbers this morning. They've, for a sixth straight week, they've beaten market expectations, but they did this in an interesting way. They raised prices. I know I keep talking about inflation and transitory. Ben Bernanke still says that there isn't any, but McCormick points out that they raised their prices to, quote, offset increased material cost. And by the way, the revenue for the spice company was up 11% for the previous quarter. So maybe since we can't afford the best cuts of meat, et cetera, right now, we're just putting a little bit more spice on what we eat.
I guess that's what we have to do, John.
It beats the alternative, which is nothing, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you, John.
Take care.
That's John Taylor, Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street is a company. It's a very good insight on your finances. Give them a call, 479-782-2527. That's 782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.